This next segment may contain material that could be upsetting or triggering and may not be for little ears.
911, what is your emergency?
Very horrific crime.
Once upon a crime.
We're heading across the ditch for this week's Crime Cliffo with Mamma Mia's True Crime Conversations host Emma Gillespie. The wrongful conviction that divided New Zealand. Emma, what is going on here?
Hey guys, so we're taking it back to 1970 on this week's episode, the murders of Jeanette and Harvey Crewe. So this was a young couple, married, 39, 38, and they worked on a farm. Jeanette was a teacher. They had an 18-month-old daughter. And they disappeared in the 70s, basically. So Jeanette's dad came, popped over to their farm to visit, and found the living room absolutely blood-soaked and blood-stained, a horrific scene, but no bodies. And then their little baby, 18-month-old Rochelle, was down the hall crying in her cot.
Wow.
She'd been there for 5 days.
Oh, my God. So
no bodies and this crying baby left there. No one sure really how she survived. That's one of the kind of great mysteries of this. And then it took months, 3 months, before they found Jeanette and Harvey's bodies in a river, sort of weighed down. But it gets weirder. Originally, police were absolutely convinced that it must have been Jeanette's father.
Mm.
They had really, really sketchy, loose evidence, but the sort of sentiment at the time, I guess, small town 1970s, Kiwi farming town, was sort of that these cops just really wanted to put someone away mm-hmm. rather than kind of do all the due diligence. That fell through with accusing Jeanette's father. And eventually this guy popped up on their radar called Arthur Allen Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in the same town. And as a youngster, he'd sort of had a bit of a thing for Jeanette. He kind of courted her, pursued her. But that didn't really ever go anywhere. And, you know, they both married other people and they both got on with their lives. But it would come to pass that police planted evidence that would incriminate Arthur Allen Thomas. They framed him.
What?
And he was sent to prison for life in jail.
What? Oh, my God.
So this story has, I'm keeping tabs here, wrongful convictions,
yes.
Police corruption.
Yes.
There was a royal commission. I know that. I'm familiar with this one. And an orphan baby.
And murders.
Yeah.
And, the murder part. This story, well, Emma, it actually has parallels to anyone who has read the book or watched recently the Eric Bana film, The Dry.
Oh.
Yes.
A lot of comparisons.
Oh, I love The Dry. Yeah, yeah, a lot of comparisons. Very sort of, small town, sort of everyone pointing their finger and deciding, you know, who they think it was, but this poor guy, Arthur Allen Thomas, he did eventually get out, but of course, he lost a huge chunk of his life to a wrongful imprisonment. And to this day, we still haven't convicted anyone else for these murders.
Oh, my goodness. Is there still investigations going on, Emma? I imagine this is something that everybody in that town and police department wants solved.
Yeah, so it's been described as like the death of innocence for New Zealand because 1970s New Zealand, you know, a different world. But unfortunately, the experts I spoke to, so these two journalists, Kirsty Johnson and James Hollings, they've been investigating it for years. And their theory is ultimately that everyone who had the most information about the truth is probably dead now.
Wow.
So they're not really confident that it will get solved. It's the sort of cold case that people revisit every now and again, but yeah, who knows? And that little girl, Rochelle, you know, she grew up into a woman and she campaigns often still, so we'll see.
Strong girl.
Obviously, here on Once Upon a Crime, we only get to scratch the surface, but for the full story, Mamma Mia's True Crime Conversations with Emma Gillespie. Have a great week, Emma. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.